This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This show is brought to you by Pfizer Malaysia, bringing science-based solutions to healthcare.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living on the Bigger Picture. I am Meera Sivasothi. Today we talk about pain.
When you see me, I look good, I look fine, I look happy. But there's a lot going on inside. Hyper pain, like really, really excess pain, where you feel pain all over your body. There are times when people think that you're simply lying. MRIs, X-rays, CTs, hope. I've run every possible test around. I thought I was going to die. You know, I wanted to feel normal. People don't mind calling me, having me around. I wanted to feel normal. Feel pain all over your body. Can't describe where is it pain. Simply lying. Extremely painful. You're just wearing clothes aches. When you see me, I look good. I look fine. I look happy. But there's a lot going on inside. The pain, the feeling. There's a lot of struggle. Do you feel how I feel?
Your doctor says, nothing's wrong with you, my dear. Nobody sees your pain, but you feel it. You can't sleep, and then you do, only to wake up to a new day and the same invisible pain. Chronic pain that stays long after all injuries have healed. Janani Ravi is a 21-year-old girl who's finishing her second year in college. For the past 7 years, Janani has been waking up every day very tired. As the day progresses, her body hurts all over. But when we visited her in Klang,
Hi, Janani. Nice to meet you.
She looked fabulous. Slim, dark-skinned, long hair, and bright red lipstick.
And people saying, you know, red lipstick is not good on dark-skinned people. It's not true, you know. I don't believe that it's about you. It's how you look for yourself. It feels good when you are bold and you're ready to try.
We couldn't turn away from her bold lipstick or her smiles. She was nervous for her first interview, but she always smiled. We visited her 2 days before Christmas, and there in her living room stood a Christmas tree.
This year I thought, why not get a big one? And I told my dad, he was excited. The fun is in decorating it with the ornaments that we like. Me, my sisters, pick a day in a week, and then we spent almost 4 hours decorating it. It feels so good looking at it every day.
Stars and globes of red, white and gold. A small, elvish Santa Claus stood at the foot of the tree. For Janani, the Christmas tree is new and so is feeling good every day. Janani has been living in pain since she was 14. That was 7 years ago.
I was having this bad pain where I thought I had life-threatening disease and things.
Several hospitals and many doctors later, nobody could tell why Janani was hurting.
Every morning you feel this bad, horrible pain. It's like you wake up after running a few miles. You feel really tired. You wonder, did I do a lot of things yesterday? You don't feel like you slept.
Then the pain comes.
It feels like a voodoo doll pain. This voodoo doll that they put needles on the voodoo doll. Stabbing. 1 minute, it's stabbing in your chest. And then another minute, in the lower abdomen.
And this pain is like a rat under her skin. It moves.
The pain just migrates. For a minute, I'd be complaining to my mom. I have this bad headache. 20 minutes, and then I'll be telling her, I can't move this hand up. It's painful over here. And then the leg. And then, you know, chest is burning.
Janani did all the tests. X-rays, MRIs, CT scans, scopes. Still, no clue. People began suggesting alternative therapies, even supernatural powers.
I had this thing, but people felt like I was possessed or something. That's why I have this pain. And that was really offensive. I go through days with pain where I don't sleep. I couldn't face people. And then you come up to me and say that it's something supernaturally wrong with me. No, this struggle developed to a part where I walked into a doctor's office and I wanted the doctor to actually find out what's wrong with me. I want an explanation. Why? And I was so young to take these things in, you know. It felt like it wasn't good. It felt like I was in a room, in a dark, dark, dark room where I can never find light.
Eventually, Janani visited the pain clinic in Selayang Hospital. There, Dr. Mary Cardoza, a pain specialist and head of the pain clinic, spoke to Janani.
And she kept saying that we'll find what's wrong with you, but slowly. Then I felt like, what do you mean slowly? And I was like oversensitive about it. I don't know how to tell my parents that I'm having this pain. And it's worse when a doctor can't explain to your parent what pain you're going through.
Finally, Dr. Cardoza told Janani that she has fibromyalgia.
In Janani's case, she never had any injury. She has this condition called fibromyalgia where you have increased sensitivity to pain. Anything you do becomes painful.
Fibromyalgia is one of the more common musculoskeletal conditions we suffer. Most of us would not have heard of it because fibromyalgia is often wrongly diagnosed for something else. Someone with fibromyalgia experiences widespread pain, depression, and fatigue. Sounds terrible and sad, but Janani was glad.
At that time, I had no answers. No answers at all. I was desperate. So that one little light, I had an answer.
Doctors couldn't remove her pain. So for Janani and everyone around her, the bigger question was, how could she deal with it? She has to live with the pain. And over at the pain clinic, Dr. Cardoza and her team run a pain management program that teaches just that.
At the pain clinic or in the program, actually, we tell the patients that, well, your pain may be compulsory, but your suffering is optional. So it's up to you whether you suffer or not. And we teach you how to reduce that suffering, how to do more and to feel better with pain. The main message is that it's about self-management. It's all about you. It's in your hands. You can control the pain rather than letting the pain control you. All these years, doctors and all kinds of people have been trying to get rid of the pain, but they haven't succeeded. So let's try to address the things that have happened to you because of pain.
When pain hits and stays for a long time, developing into chronic pain, we somehow respond in similar ways.
All of them tell the same story. The pain controls their life. They isolate themselves from their friends. They don't do very much. Some of them have stopped working. They don't feel good about themselves. They don't have any confidence and all the negative effects of the pain. If we address all the things, your depression will become less. You'll become stronger. You'll become more active. And your suffering will be less.
To tackle pain and its effects, you must train both your mind and body.
So people say you must be strong. Push through the pain. It's not just that you have to know how to do it. Definitely, psychological component is very large. But the physical part of it is just as important. You do need to upgrade your activity gradually and not just go and run a marathon tomorrow. You can't. I can't run a marathon tomorrow unless I train. So it's not just mind over matter. It's definite skills and techniques to manage your pain.
Those skills and techniques include setting goals, assertive communication, physiotherapy, measuring progress, and pacing your workload. But for the methods to work, you have to believe.
When I was 15, 16, I was tired. I was totally worn out. People were pushing me so much. I felt like Dr. Mary or my parents didn't understand what I was going through. The thing that Dr. Mary told me on and on and on is, do your pacing. Do your stretching. I felt like that's not true. Stretching cannot make me feel good. And I was emotionally and physically drained. Never felt like, oh, I want to do this stretching.
Dr. Zubaida Jamil, a clinical psychologist at the pain clinic, asked Janani to practice deep breathing to relieve stress.
And I never followed any of her stretch management techniques. At the time, I was really young and I felt like nothing can do me good than laying in bed all day, overdosing on my painkillers felt good. And I felt like I had no help around. The only thing that felt like a savior was the painkillers and the laying in bed therapy.
Janani didn't invent the lying in bed therapy. Many people with chronic pain, that is pain that persists for more than 3 months, rest in bed all the time, afraid of causing any further damage.
So what do we do when we injure ourselves? We rest. If it is an injury pain, when the tissue seals, the pain goes away and everything is back to normal, fine. But if it is chronic pain, where there's no tissue healing to take place because the tissues have healed already or they were not injured in the first place, when you rest, what happens is that you become stiff. But you continue to rest because resting is the only comfort that you can get. You let the bed hug you more. So it becomes a vicious cycle.
As Janani slipped deeper into the vicious cycle, her family tried their best to help.
Always she complained, Amma, pain here, pain there, I cannot do anything. The one which he know also himself know lah. Always I tell her, I know you tell pain, but I cannot rasa the pain. But what want to do? One time her backbone cannot work up ready. I must carry her up, then only she can go toilet. About 1 year, the one. By that time she very suffer. Morning I want to go pasar. She wait until I come, she want to go toilet, she lie down. Then one day I say, how long you want to... One day I come, she cannot stand. Open talk, she urine on the bed.
At 15, 16, Janani really wanted to ace her studies. But her condition often forced her out of school for weeks and months. None of her classmates or teachers knew about fibromyalgia.
When I go to school and tell them that I have pain, I can't do this, I can't be in school. I mean, what kind of pain? What's wrong with you actually? You look okay, you know? I get really down about it. There are times when people think that you're simply lying. You know, the look they give you is like, oh fine, whatever you say.
Janani had close friends who believed and listened to her. Still, Janani seldom stepped out of her house. The internet, however, showed her what her friends were up to.
I go on Facebook and I see a lot of things. I see people going out on outing. I get mad about it. I get frustrated. Like, you know, I'm in pain and how could people do this to me? I expected them to call me, but at the same time when they call me, I don't go. If they get mad, I get mad at them again. How don't you understand?
Janani pretty much isolated herself and overdosed on painkillers until she was 17. She took her SBM at 18. College was the next big decision.
You know, I didn't want to go to college. And my dad told me that I just wanted to go out there and have this life where one day, looking back at it, you know how college life feels like. So I was thinking that, okay, it's time to change.
With the help of bold red lipstick and the song you're hearing, Janani transformed into an apparently normal college student. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, I'm Mira Sivasothi. You're listening to Health and Living brought to you by Pfizer Malaysia. Today, we explore how people live with chronic pain. That's pain that persists for more than 3 months, even after injuries have healed. Janani is a 21-year-old girl with fibromyalgia. She's been having widespread pain all over her body, every day, for the past 7 years. While her friends studied and partied, Janani's room was her social life, and painkillers, her friends. She was about to give up on a college too. At the same time, she learned some pain management skills and she had plenty of support from her family and the pain clinic at Selayang Hospital. And then when she was 17, this happened.
I started writing songs, composing music with my sister, tons and tons of songs. And I started having dreams about the songs I write. It's like I discovered the talent in me. It felt like this is it. This is the purpose. I have to credit my sisters, Janathani and Jasitra. I started singing and they were like, whoa, this is good. And that made me feel good about it. So that's where I changed everything. I thought I wanted to be a new person. That's why I went to college, deciding that I wanted to do something.
So Janani signed up for an IT diploma course in college. But which Janani was it that stepped out of her house and into college?
I'm just going to be this new Janani that people are going to see me as this girl in college. So what I did was, I went on my Facebook, I deleted everything I ever updated about what I was going through. I never told anyone about my condition for almost 1 year plus. No one knew about the pain. Everybody treated me exactly how they treat the others, and it felt really good. I was feeling really comfortable with putting on makeup and going out looking really, really happy. People could ask me a favor, they could ask me a help. I could walk fast if I want to. I could walk slow if I want to. People wouldn't judge me like, hey, she's this sick girl. How is she walking fast today? I mean, was she lying yesterday? I feel comfortable and it felt really good.
For a year it worked. Janani was but another girl in college. As if eager to make up for lost time, Janani studied late into the nights, juggled lots of assignments and exams, and rushed for deadlines. It would have been tough for anyone, and for Janani, it was simply too much. She felt terribly sick because she did not pace her workload.
That's how a lot of people do. I must finish cleaning the house. Do until pain gets terrible, and then they collapse. What's the worst thing that can happen if you don't finish it?
That's Dr. Mary Cardoza, head of the pain clinic in Selayang Hospital.
So we teach them, no, you take short breaks, divide up your work into segments. And so at the end, you finish the work. You may take a little bit longer, but you finish the work and you don't collapse.
Janani's dad told the College of Janani's condition. Her lecturers understood and gave Janani more time to work. But then everyone knew she was a girl in pain. Janani's college life was about to crumble into social rejection again.
It was like a day job. I felt like I can't dress up much. But that I was matured enough to realise that it's okay. I wasn't still a kid to feel like people are going to judge me about every single thing I do. I still can dress up. I still can go out there and do things. And I've come to people who say, why do you put on so much makeup? But I felt like, no. I'll put on how much makeup I want. Because it makes me feel good. You can judge all you want, but this is what I'm going to do. Maybe people might think I'm trying to be strong. They might feel inspired by who I am right now. I feel like it's a gift.
Speaking to her in front of the Christmas tree she decorated, it's hard to imagine that Janani used to cry every day. It's even harder to believe that she's still in pain. She's radiating confidence, and in her words, she likes to
overdress with lots of accessories. Even if you wear a 5 ringgit necklace, you could make it look good. If you have the confidence, people who say that the clothes you wear is supposed to be branded, it's supposed to be expensive, with people who have a very, very, very little knowledge about fashion. I like to wear this socks type of leggings. The plain socks, I started designing it.
It's tough for a teenager to live with pain, and it's just as tough for adults. Mr. Omar Bin Ismail is 52 years old and has been living with lower back pain since he was 35.
Bila saya sudah berumur 35, so simptom sakit tu bertambah berat. Bila saya pergi klinik, klinik kata, oh, you sakit urat. Kalau pergi mana-mana klinik, dia doktor hanya cakap, oh, you sakit urat, muscle you problem. Doktor hanya berpandu pada apa yang kita cakap. Dan ubat yang dia bagi, pada masa tu kebanyakan yang dia bagi kat saya adalah ubat tahan sakit. Okay, saya ambil ubat itu long term lah.
It is common for people who have persistent pain to be treated as an acute pain condition. So acute pain is something that's associated with tissue injury. And when the tissues heal, the pain goes away by itself. So you use painkillers to make the person comfortable during the healing period. And after the healing period, after the tissues have healed, the assumption is that the pain will go away and therefore you don't need painkillers anymore. Unfortunately, there are people where pain persists despite tissue healing or without any injury that can be seen on scans or x-rays. They just go on and on and on taking painkillers.
Omar's condition got worse and worse. His wife, Sharifa, was working but had to take care of him and their 4 children.
Kadang-kadang dia memang tak boleh jalan. Dia macam baring, banyak baring. kita keluar jalan jauh sikit pun dia dah tak boleh jalan. Dia punya tu jam. Dia punya kaki pun dah kebas. Kencing pun dia tak boleh kontrol.
This went on for 3 years before Omar was referred to an orthopedic surgeon who did an MRI on him. His pain was no mere muscle ache. He had a slip disc in his lower spine. Omar's condition was very severe and surgeons recommended an operation to install an implant and replace the disc.
Habislah saya. Saya kata future saya masa depan saya tak tahu macam mana. Sebelum pembedahan dia kata chances 50-50. Ya, bila dia sebut 50-50 ya. Satu yang menakutkan. Pada masa itu umur saya baru 38. Andai kata saya buat pembedahan tak berjaya, saya berkemungkinan akan menggunakan kursi roda lah. Dan kemungkinan saya hilang pekerjaan.
Omar tried stronger painkillers and some physiotherapy. Nothing worked. His pain had taken over. When another surgeon told him that the operation has a 60% chance of success, Omar agreed. If the operation fails, he might be paralyzed. But what choice did he have? Omar had his problematic disc replaced, but it still hurts. His legs were still numb. Things just weren't right. The operation did not remove Omar's pain.
Lepas operation tu saya masih lagi kurang gembira disebabkan saya masih macam terasa sakit. Saya masih mengambil ubat-ubatan sakit. Boleh dikatakan setiap hari saya ambil ubat-ubatan sakit. Kemudian saya tak boleh bergerak. Tiba-tiba saya tak boleh berjalan. Dia boleh jam.
In his case, somebody did some scan and found something wrong with the lumbar disc. They say, that's the source of pain. If I take away that source, you're going to be cured. This is the patient's expectation and the doctor's expectation as well. When you have pain, there is a cause. When you take away the cause, the pain goes away. Unfortunately, pain is much more complicated than that. Actually, the operation is not the cure for the pain because the pain has gone on and on for 2 to 3 years. So other things have already happened. If you have pain that persists, your nervous system, your pain signaling system becomes more easily triggered.
Omar's back pain often forced him to take leave from work. And when he could work, he always had to take small breaks to avoid sitting and standing too long. His supervisors understood, but some colleagues didn't believe him.
Saya kata, saya sakit belakang. Tak ada siapa yang percaya yang saya sakit belakang. Bercakap, you dah buat pembedahan masih tak baik. Yalah, diorang tak nampak. Yang sakit saya. Daripada air muka saya tak nampak orang yang sakit. Bila banyak yang berfikiran negatif pada saya, rakan-rakan yang tak percaya juga, saya lagi depres.
Bila dia dalam keadaan sakit tu, dia sensitif, very sensitif. Macam dia nakkan sesuatu lah. Kita kadang-kadang kita kata, sekejap. Dia macam marah lah. Dia cakap macam kita tak pedulikan dia lah. Tapi sebenarnya saya dengan anak-anak semua memang ambil berat pasal dia lah. Kita tahu dia punya sakit macam mana.
Omar fell into depression, added antidepressant drugs to his painkiller routine. The medications changed him. There was a time when he couldn't even recognize his wife. Eventually, Omar was referred to the pain clinic in Selayang Hospital, where he attended the 2-week-long pain management program. And there at the program, Omar met others who were also living in pain.
First, we let them talk about their pain. See, one of the things that happens to people with chronic pain is that they feel very alone because the rest of their family, co-workers, are okay. And then people say, you are lazy, you are tak kuat semangat, weak. You can do it. You just have to be strong. But nobody teaches them how to do it. So that's what we do. We teach them how to live with their pain. And it's baby steps, one step at a time.
Dia counseling macam mana kita nak mengawal diri kita daripada situation orang ramai. Macam mana kita nak mengawal kita punya sakit. So daripada kaedah-kaedah itu yang banyak membantu saya.
Once Omar accepted that he couldn't remove his pain, he learned to live with it.
We don't need to get rid of the pain. You need to walk a different road.
Saya kena tukar. Kalau tidak, saya masih berterusan macam itu.
All this is possible only if you take control of your life.
Saya yang kena adjust. Jangan saya membuatkan benda tu jadi sakit.
Omar practiced stretching and relaxation techniques. He still feels the pain. but he isn't as bothered by it anymore. Pain may be inevitable, but suffering is optional.
Saya tak kata saya dah sihat sepenuhnya. Cuma keadaannya saya sendiri yang mengawal saya punya sakit. Bukan sakit yang mengawal keadaan saya. Sekarang saya happy.
It's been 8 years since Omar conquered pain and won back his life. When we first met, Omar proudly showed us the certificates of appreciation his company awarded him. And now at 52, he looks forward to early retirement in a few years' time.
Saya kalau boleh nak banyak jalan-jalan. Nombor satu saya nak pergi ke Mekah lah. Kalau ada peluang saya nak pergi UK.
Sharifa runs a small boutique. We wonder if Omar would make a good assistant to his wife at the boutique.
Maybe lah, maybe. Saya cuba membantu.
Nak so lah.
Even as Omar winds down his career, Janani will start her soon. The 21-year-old girl who almost gave up on life has learned to accept her pain and that she could still do so much despite the pain. She told us she would look for a job after her IT diploma, but we suspected that she was just too shy to tell us her real ideas.
I had this dream. It's been a secret for a long time about putting my record out there, having at least one of my singles out there. I want to create something. Yes, that's exactly the word I want to say. It feels good to be someone despite the pain, to be known to be someone apart from the pain and the health issues.
People with pain want to be treated normally, okay? But at the same time, they want to be understood and they want to be acknowledged. We say we know that you have pain. We believe you have pain. It's tough and it's a lifelong thing. They have to practice. They have to continue for the rest of their life. It's tough, but it's possible.
For people living with pain, managing the pain and its effects is similar to how we deal with everyday challenges. There's no removing the challenges, so we face them right on.
Let's say you play Temple Run and then you want to hit the high score. So you have to focus on the obstacle. But somehow you have to feel like these are just little things in your way to stop you from getting your high score. So you just jump off all these obstacles and, you know, finish it like a champion.
Champions indeed. We've been listening to Omar and Janani and their caretakers on how to live with pain. We end with a song composed and performed by Janani and her sister Jenna. It's called Sunshine. I'm Mira Sivasodhi, BFM 89.9.
It's what you wanna do that makes you you. So play the music loud, you listen to your heart. We all have times when we walk your porcupine. All the hate is fine, just leave it off your mind. Glow and keep your chin up, cause you're nothing but a sunshine. A sunshine. A sunshine.
This show is brought to you by Pfizer Malaysia, bringing science-based solutions to healthcare.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.